Real Palm Sunday is the book of Revelation when they sat before the throne with palms in their hand. Amen. Singing glory, honor, praise unto God. Somebody say amen. That was Palm Sunday with those that had their robes washed whiter than snow. You didn't miss Palm Sunday. You not Palm Sunday hadn't happened yet. Glory to God. It's about to happen.
Hallelujah.
And whoso, now listen, bringing fruits thereon, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Glory to God. And whoso, and on whosoever it shall fall, it shall be ground into powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees heard this, heard these parables, they perceived that he spoke to them. They knew what it meant, do you? Somebody got in their face, did they? He had, I mean, all these parables. See, mostly you have Pharisees teach you parables. And they will distort the truth. Amen. Amen. How many of you never heard? Now, can't you see that in the scripture? And we've heard all the time, this stone which the builders rejected. Amen. When it really talks about those rejected. Amen. Of course, Jesus was rejected. He was the first one that rejected. Amen. Amen. But he was really talking about those people. Amen. Amen. People, there were some people that were running the show. Amen. All in control, received. Amen. They looked good to everybody else. They had it all going on. Amen. Amen. But God was bringing a new crew in. Amen.
Amen.
But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, for they took him for a prophet.
Glory.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That verse that I talked to you about is in Revelation chapter 7. I'm not going to go there. Real Palm Sunday. Real Palm Sunday. I like that. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Real Palm Sunday is there. Amen. Glory to God. Give God praise just for a little bit. Amen. I tell you what, one of my favorite scriptures. One of my favorite scriptures. And I tell you what, we can get in our flesh, Brother Dean. Sometimes I get in that flesh and we don't understand what God's doing. We don't understand what God's doing all this other time. Somebody say, amen. This is that time. The verse right after, the chapter right after chapter 21, if you can read it on your own, it even backs it up more. There was a wedding feast. Amen. There was a wedding about to take place. There was a wedding about to take place, and that's when Jesus called on a red light special. You ever been to came up when they put on a red light special? Amen. They said, listen, amen, we're about to get in the thing. He said, go get as many as you can. Amen. Forget them that can sing. Amen. Forget them that look good. Go and load up as many as you can load up. Somebody say, you ever seen that in Matthew chapter 21? Go to the highways and byways, find as many as you can. Come and tell them, hey, free food. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what we're about to enter into. Get as many as you can. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up and rejoice right where you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say it's Palm
Sunday.
Amen. The multitudes were the ones that ripped those branches out and all those other things. Wave those palms. Amen. I don't want to rip y'all off. Hold your palms in your air. Let me read that Revelation scripture to you. Is that all right? And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, beholding the four winds of the earth, and the winds that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God, sealed of our God in their heads, the servants of God on their foreheads. So they did that. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
Now we know what that's all about, but we're going to skip on down. Amen. And to verse 9. And after this, I beheld. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
And lo, a great what?
Multitude.
That same multitude, I believe. Somebody say glory to God. Now we got that 144, but after that, there was a great multitude. Somebody say glory to God. Which no man could number of all nations. Somebody say glory to God. And kindreds and people and tongues. That means diversity. Somebody say glory to God. Stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes. Somebody say glory to God. And palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Somebody say glory to God. And all the angels stood around about the thrones and the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power, saying, somebody say, and might be unto God forever and ever. Now, I tell you what, I don't know whether that's literally a day when we're going to be, I know we're going to be before the throne, amen? Amen. But you know, when I was studying this, Brother David, some of you that really are into the word, I might have got something on the inside of my spirit, amen? Now, we have the ability this morning, amen, to go to the heavenlies. We can worship God in spirit. You can get to the throne right now. You can get to the throne right now. I believe the end of the age is already here. Glory to God. We're already in the midst of it. Amen. Amen. Why don't you go right there to what they were talking about? Why don't you go get on in over to the side of the spirit? Amen. And just start to worship God. Say, hey, I'm a part of the multitude. Blessing and honor be unto God. Salvation be unto our Lord. Rabatakosamaha. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Go right there. Go to, the Bible says you can go boldly to the throne of grace. You're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Not will be, you already are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Anybody can get in there. Bring the lame. Glory to God. Bring the blind. Bring those that need help. Glory to God. Bring the rejected. Amen. And bring them before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, he's still got a multitude. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. If you're not saved this morning, we're going to let you go. If you're not saved, you need to be saved. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. When I talk about giving life to Jesus Christ, I'm not just talking about praying a sinner's prayer. I'm talking about devoting yourself totally to Jesus. Amen. Not God's will that any man should perish. Amen. Amen. But it's God's will that you all have life and life more abundantly. Amen. You don't have to die and go to hell. Somebody say, glory to God. And if you want that life and that life more abundantly, you can have it right now. Why don't y'all pray in the Holy Ghost? Amen. Will you give your heart to Jesus? Somebody say, praise the Lord. That's all he wants. He wants your heart. If you give your heart to Jesus, he'll give you everything he has. Somebody say, now just pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why don't you find somebody that's around them and ask them. If you got boldness, just go say, hey, have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Just ask three people that right now. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Just ask them. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Amen. Have you been born again? Hallelujah. And let them know. Say, if you haven't been born again, you can. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. Well, since everybody seems to be saved, then just bless them. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Jesse, let's put on some good music. We'll be back here tonight. I love you people with all of my heart. Amen. Get it. Did y'all enjoy this morning? Somebody say, I'm not going to be rejected no more. Everything's going to be all right. Y'all be blessed. Yes, I have. Take these palms and give it to somebody and tell them about Jesus. Keep some for yourself, but you can use these palms as a witness tool. What is that? Did y'all just go to Palm Sunday? What did your pastor talk about? Somebody say he talked about a great multitude. Amen. You know the people that waved those palms, they weren't religious people. They were just everybody that could. Amen. Say, I want to give you a palm, and I want you to take it to Jesus for yourself, but the only way you can get to him is by being saved. Amen. So let's clean these palms up out of here. Amen. And go bless somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You ready, buddy?